So we already saw an example of a alloy with steel where we had carbon stuck into the structure of the iron lattice. An alloy in general is a metallic material where the properties have resulted from the combination of two or more elements. Gold is an example. 24 karat gold is 100%. 14 karat gold is alloyed with silver and copper. The colour of it depends on the amount of alloying that you're doing and the particular metals that you're choosing for the alloying component. In the case of brass over here, we're looking at brass where the composition is 67% copper, 33% zinc. You can see that the zinc atoms are the same size as the copper atoms, and this is then referred to as a substitutional alloy. We're simply substituting one atom for another atom of the same size. Now, it's also an example of something we call a solution alloy. A solution alloy has all of the components of the mixture homogeneously dispersed. Now, we're going to see there's another class of compounds coming up where this is not the case. So solution alloys, they're homogeneously dispersed uniformly throughout the material. In the case of a substitutional alloy, it's a subset of a solution alloy where both of the atoms are of similar size and have the same chemical bonding characteristics. So here we've put in the size for the copper and the zinc, and you can see they're directly comparable. In the case of the interstitial alloy, one atom is much smaller than the other. So for iron then, we can see the size down here at 1.24 angstroms is substantially larger than the carbon at 0.71. And as a result, this guy fits into the gaps inside the bulk structure, whereas in the case of the substitution alloy, the substituent is fitting into the bulk structure. So there's our carbon steel. This is a low carbon steel then, where we've got carbons sitting in the gaps, considerably smaller than the iron.